Good evening. It's good to see everybody out this evening. Of course, I'm not going to reiterate everything what Mike said this morning, but he just touched on a few things on mothers, and I kind of want to touch something. Want to do something a little different, but we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 31. We can't help but talk about mothers on Mother's Day. You just cannot help it. In this lesson, we're going to see the importance of a mother, and we're also going to see that mothers are the glue that makes the family stick together. You know, we should honor our mothers and fathers every day. We should do that every day, not just one day a year. You know, each play a big role in the home. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, the Bible reads, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord." And then, you know, we as kids, you know, our favorite question to ask when we were kids is why. So right here in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, we're given why, children. Obey your parents in the Lord. Here's the why. For this is right. For this is right. Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. You know, tonight we're going to look at how mothers are blessings. You know, we know that mothers are blessings. Point number one this evening, a mother, in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 13, a mother works with her hands in delight. A mother works with her hands in delight. In other words, she enjoys working knowing the outcome is for her family. Is knowing that it's for her family. Mothers do plenty of things that we take for granted. How often do we thank them for what they do? Well, hopefully every time we get a chance. You know, a mother's work can go unnoticed. It can go unnoticed. They take care of the home. They make sure the kids are dressed appropriately. They discipline many things that they do that we should be thankful for. You know, the second thing that we want to look at is also in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 15. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 15 there. A mother's work is never done. A mother's work is never done. She says there in verse 15, she rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. A mother's work is never done. She makes sure that everyone has been fed and sees to others' needs as well. A mom's thought process is that her work never gets done because you start over the next day. She gets to start over the next day and do it all over again. Her work is continuous. Her work is continuous. You know, in Acts chapter 9, and we'll look at verses 36 through 43. And this is dealing with Tabitha, and then also in Greek, it's Dorcas. Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 43. The Bible reads, "Now in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha," in Greek, Dorcas. "This woman was abounding with deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. And it happened at that time that she fell sick and died. And when they had washed her body, they laid it in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, having heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him, imploring him, 'Do not delay in coming to us.'" In verse 39, "So Peter arose and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make while she was with them." In verse 40, "But Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, 'Tabitha, arise.' And she opened her eyes and she saw Peter. She sat up." In verse 41, "And he gave her his hand and raised her up, and calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. It became known all over Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And Peter stayed many days in Joppa with a tanner named Simon." You know, Dorcas was very well respected by the work that she had done. You know, she brought things in. They brought things in to show Peter her work, and she enjoyed making things that she could give to someone in need of clothing. You know, Peter Peter did not waste any time coming to her aid. You know, we have to remember that she died and Peter brought her back to life. They must have heard, you know, they must have heard of Peter and what he could do and his powers. You know, I would say their faith was strong to be able to have Peter come and bring her back to life. We just know from this that Dorcas worked with her hands and enjoyed what she done. Her work must not have been done either as she was brought back to life. They saw a need for her still, and she was still needed here. Third thing I might mention this evening comes out of verse 18. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 18, the second part there of verse 18. Her lamp does not go out at night. Her lamp does not go out at night. You know, a mother is always needed in the home all times of the night. All times of the night. And, you know, I remember that any aches and pains that I had as a child, I remember those things. I knew I could always go to Mom any time of the night. You know, a mother's voice can be calming and soothing and most of the time puts you at ease. Mothers try to make things better for their children. Mothers are available anytime, day or night. In Luke chapter 2, verses 48 through 52. Luke chapter 2, verses 48 through 52. And this is dealing with Jesus' mother Mary. In Luke chapter 2, verses 48 through 52, the Bible reads, "When they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you.' And he said to them, 'Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?' But they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. And he continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart." In verse 52 there, "And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." You know, his parents, you know, in this section here, his parents lost him, but he was doing what he came to do. He was doing what he came here to do. His parents, they were concerned. They were just concerned. And that's what good parents do. They are concerned for their children's well-being. We as children don't know why our parents worry so much. Well, it's because they love us. It's because they love us. Mary was concerned of her son's whereabouts. Jesus did ask her, and I found this kind of ironic. He asked her, why was she looking for him? You know, why was she looking for him? And then we're told there in verse 49 there, why? She was put at ease knowing that he was in the temple amongst teachers and asking questions. You know, Jesus' knowledge, it kept increasing as ours should be daily. You know, we need to be more like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Or Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, the Bible reads, "Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were true." You know, they were not just taking what Paul and Silas had told them. They were searching the scriptures themselves. So many in our world today rely on what their preacher tells them, and they need to search the scriptures to see if he is preaching the truth or not, or preaching half-truth. You know, as a preacher, I would hope that you search the scriptures with me to make sure if I myself am preaching truth. You know, we preachers love to hear Bible pages turning. It means that you're engaged in what's being said. Point number four this evening is coming out of Proverbs 31 and verse 25. Proverbs 31 and verse 25, the second part there. She smiles at the future. She smiles at the future. You know, a mother looks ahead and not behind. You know, looking back can get us in trouble. You know, it cost Lot's wife her life. And in Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 26. Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 26. The Bible reads, "Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground." In verse 26, "But his wife from behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt." You know, these cities were wicked, and they paid for their wickedness. Lot's wife just looked back, but she ended up losing her life in doing so. Moms are good at having visions for their family, for her and her family. She enjoys her family no matter what's going on. If a mom has obeyed the gospel and is found faithful at the end of her life, she has something to smile about. Her responsibility is to her family. She must want her family to be found faithful as well. You know, I appreciate my mom for always having me ready to go to services, you know, as a child. Through example, I learned the importance of attending church and the importance of church family, among other things. Many people have played significant roles in my life as a Christian. I have so much to be thankful for, and I thank God for each person here. We are so blessed to have a wonderful congregation that has a vision for the future of the church. Point number five this evening, the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. In Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 26, teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Kindness should be taught in every home. There's enough negativity in this world that we live in. This world can be cruel, but we can beat it with kindness. We can overcome with kindness. Jesus was kind to those around him because he chose to be kind. We should choose to be kind. You know, Tim McGraw, a country singer, he has the song, and a line of that song says, "Always stay humble and kind." You know, that rings true in everything that we do. Kindness can be infectious. If others see it in us, it might make them be kind as well. Might make them want to be kind. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 deals with the Christian graces. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, the Bible reads, "Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love." A mother shows her kindness and love in everything that she does. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13, the Bible reads, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Not only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." A mother makes sure things gets done. They love to do for others first before they do for themselves. We can be forever thankful for their kindness that they show us. They are examples to us as children because they show us how to be. They show us that kindness that we need as adults. And the next thing I want to mention is in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 28. Her children rise up and bless her. Her children rise up and bless her. We as children of our mothers, we should realize how blessed we are to have mothers who teach us right from wrong. We owe our mothers a debt of gratitude for all that they do. As children, we take it for granted, and we should tell them daily how much we appreciate them. You know, me and my siblings are blessed beyond measure because our parents have more love to give. They adopted three children, and they had no idea what they were getting themselves into when they adopted me. But we are blessed for having such wonderful parents who go the extra mile all because they love us. When it comes to family, love should conquer all things. Love should conquer all things. They should. Love does conquer all things. And the next thing I want to mention this evening comes out of Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 30. Proverbs 31:30, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. A mother leads by example in the home. She teaches her kids to love God and that reverence for Him, that respect. You know, many times we do things without any thought of God and what He wants us to do. The Bible is our guide in each and everything that we do. God knows that we are, God knows we're going to make mistakes as adults and as children of His. He knows we're going to make mistakes, and we should pray and ask for forgiveness. You know, moms see us make mistakes, but they show us love sometimes. And sometimes as children, we understand that it's tough love. We as children may not see it at the time, but it helps us in the long run. We don't see that, but they do. Jesus was teaching all the time, as our mothers do. Jesus was teaching all the time. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. The Bible reads, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. This is His commandments, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. We must do the things that please God and not worry about pleasing ourselves. That will get us in trouble. We know that in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verses 13 and 14, the Bible reads, the conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. And then verse 14, for God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. This fear that is talked about is a respect for God and His commandments. We must obey them so we can be called blessed. You know, doing evil gets us nowhere in life. We must obey God and His commandments. Even if we don't like them, we must obey them. We may not agree with everything that's said, but that doesn't matter. The fact is that we need to obey them. We need to obey His commands. Our promise is eternal life if we are found faithful. It's great to have brothers and sisters that can help us stay on the right path. This evening, the lesson is yours. And if you haven't become a Christian, haven't put Christ on in baptism, and would like to, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known. I just stand and sing the invitation song, which is